So I took a Polaroid yesterday, a Polaroid picture on the terrace.
Yes.
But and she just had it combed then, but it looked, she should not have had it combed, because now Vincent said you would not like it because it looks too sophisticated, but I think it still looked like.
Have you got the picture?
Quite, yeah, I'll get it after it.
All right, come on, let's get it.
All right, I'll get
while
it.
While I make the tea, okay. All right? Or is it all at the bottom of the suitcase? I see. All right. So, that's good. Now, I'm supposed to write down the logbook. Remember when we go to the tea in Conrad?
Yes.
So you can just taste it.
All right. I brought also, I have upstairs.
Stefan, why on earth? Didn't your mother see that it was cousin?
I do not know. You know what? The day I came back and I hadn't seen the village. Isabel lost weight again or something like that.
Yes.
I said, really? Oh, yes, she lost. I think she lost weight again. And then I saw her the next day. Yes. I saw her the next day.
Yes.
And then I realized immediately. And then I came back home and I told her, Mother, didn't you see there's something changed to Isabel?
Yes.
And she said, yes, she lost weight. No, so I said, that's not the thing. She didn't lose weight. It's something else. And so I said, she cut her hair. Oh, that's what it was. So I brought you those. These are Vincent and Isabel gave me.
Ah, yes, thank you.
The newspaper.
Yes.
All right, let's see where this picture is. There it is.
And
okay, are you ready for the big shock?
Well, I do want it sophisticated. Oh dear, I don't like that. Oh!
You don't like it?
No! Oh, I think it's ghastly.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I like it.
No, I don't like it.
But it's quite...
What's that supposed to be here?
It's not... You know, here it's like very fluffy. And normally it's much more natural and not as big. I like it.
You like it?
It's much more like, you know, a peu foufou like that.
Yes.
And
Vincent thought that was sophisticated. Have you got only one?
Yeah.
That was sophisticated.
One. Yeah.
Well, it isn't. But you like it.
I really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, still a lot of hair, but dear me. Thank you very much for the photo of the one. That was quick.
Then I don't know what to do. Oh, this is the one. Did you see the...
Ah, yes. What she has. Yes.
This is crazy. The one.
Yes. It's nice, yes, I thought in the end. It is green. Nice. I
like
do
it
like
better
it.
Than the blue.
Yes, but it's not for every day.
I think it could be for every day.
No, it's beautiful. But, you know, it's not... It's that.
It's that one, but in green.
Yes, I see.
Not in blue.
The blue is nice, too.
Yes, no? It looks nice on...
Blue is nice, I think. What is the other blue?
There's other colors.
I see, this red. I think red I
like. Jaune,
but what does she have then?
Queer.
I see,
color.
Yes. Okay. That's nice. I said it was. And in the back?
Please,
oh, that's nice. Yes, but I thought, that's good. It's something to put on the chairs, you know, below, make such a lot of scratches. Yes.
In the back?
Yes. A mess.
Yeah. It's a bit like. It's very, you know, very It's quite curly, I thought, because I really thought she had a perm done when she had it.
Yes.
And I said, did you have a perm done? And she said, no.
Really?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Does she put curling or something?
Yeah, she does. She has, no, not curls. She has like one of those blow hair dryers,
I see.
But with the large... We can't, have you ever seen this thing?
Yeah.
It's like a round
a disc.
Shape. A
yes.
Disc.
Yes.
And it
and
makes
what
it...
What you do is... No, does this... I see.
No, and this is for
what's
you
that?
As well. I don't know.
Oh, that's for me though.
Yes.
I have no idea what it is.
All kinds of things, but I don't... Oh, pictures from where they were here as well, about two
pictures.
Weeks ago.
Photos, you mean?
Photos, yes. Photos.
Ah. Filter, yes.
Castle again?
Scotney.
Scotney.
Yes.
Scotney.
It's very romantic. It's very.
And that's Chamonix. Oh, that's the card she
yes.
sent to you when she was in Chamonix, but it's
probably.
I see.
Probably yes. All right.
Arrived.
Uh-huh.
Down.
Yes. All right. Yes.
That's
well,
new,
you brought the sounds.
It?
What?
The
bird
bath.
Nice. Yes, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Quite
and
nice.
I think it's the right thing, isn't
yeah.
it? Because there are hundreds of different
nice.
Types. And I put it there, I wasn't sure. I always say, can I bring it back? And I just thought it looks good.
I think it looks very good.
I thought it looked very good.
Very nice. Plain
yes.
and nice.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all sorts of
You're
things.
You're a pivoine. How do you
yes.
call them in English?
Peonies.
Peonies.
And, you know, the birds come like a troop of school children. They flutter around. And, oh, it's lovely. Now it's just one little thing because I have... Oh, yes, I've eaten all the rice. I gave some rice. And they are very sweet when they come
mm-hmm.
and eat. And then they have a bath and then, you know, poach each other and so on. Well, the photos are very good, especially
mm-hmm.
this. Very good. When Patrick takes photos, you know, I don't know how he can do it, but they're always boring. I can't tell him. But they're boring. I don't know why. It's just, just never get anything interesting in it. And look, she has this in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You see, she has
uh-huh.
this bush, and
yeah.
it makes it so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Like to have with it? Would you like to make a toast and some or some biscuits with it? With the tea?
Yeah, some biscuits. But not very many.
No.
I have a problem, a kidney problem.
Really?
Yes. I you know, when I went home I felt very the last weeks I was here I felt quite tired and
yes.
not very very well.
Yes.
So I went to the doctor.
Yes.
And
you mean some time ago?
Yeah, well, about a month ago.
I see.
And
yes.
so I went to the doctor just because I didn't go. I hadn't gone
mm-hmm.
for a while, and
yes.
I wanted a total treatment. And so
yes.
we had my blood taken for all kinds of tests.
Yes.
And then I have what is called
Luree.
It's
something to do with the
kidneys. So I have
yes.
too many proteins in my blood.
Have you?
And
you're lucky. No.
Because I'm not allowed to eat any milk products anymore.
No, I see.
And no meat.
No
so
meat?
And well, some meat, but I'm not allowed to exaggerate.
A lot, yes. 100 grams a day or so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yes.
And
no cheese, no
milk, but it's my fault. No yogurt, no
nothing. How about that? No, you're becoming a problem.
So you know.
Too much protein you have.
Protein. Eiweiß.
Yeah.
Too much.
Do you?
No. So the problem was I had to go to the toilet very, very often.
Yeah.
About every hour or something like that. So I thought it was maybe something to
already
do with sugar.
Needed.
Yes.
Yes?
Something to do with my sugar.
Excuse me. You don't want tea with milk then?
No.
Do you want some lemon in it?
Nothing. Sugar is sugar.
Okay. Anyway.
That's the thing. Which isn't bad because I never took milk in my. But no, it's my fault because before I've been living on milk products before. It's my fault. You know,
that's all right. Or have
I heard a program the other day on the radio saying that if you drink too much milk or something, you get décalculorin.
Well, you know, I'm always told, especially here, you have to drink 2 pints a day, which is more than a litre.
Well, they say that's not too good for you. I don't know what to do. I drink 2 pints a day. I always drink 2 pints a day.
You always do?
I drink two pints a day. Normally, not always, but
really?
two pints a day.
Yeah.
Cheese
I eat.
Yogurt, I eat a lot of yogurt. I eat one,
a big pot a day.
Well,
that should be all right.
Supposedly not.
It's also milk. No. Sugar? Yeah, or neither?
Some sugar. Yeah. So now I have to be careful. No? But I'm doing much better.
Yes,
much
already
better.
You feel the difference,
much
do
better.
You? I see.
Well, in Switzerland already I felt much better. Although I didn't really know at the time.
But you drank less milk and you ate less meat there?
Yeah, and I could see that when I did, drink milk or...
Maybe it's not enough sugar.
No, it's fine. I could feel that I had to go back to the toilet quite often.
If what?
If I... drank milk or
and cheese and all that. Really? So what did you feed then?
So
being by yourself. What did you eat?
Chicken, fish and a lot of vegetables and fruit.
Yeah. And you cook for yourself?
Yeah.
You dived in the lake and got that fish.
My dog went into the lake.
Did he?
Yeah, he went into the lake. And then the next day. Oh, very
it's
nice.
All right.
Yeah,
sorry. Yes.
He made me all wet.
You know, we once came from Brussels, and we stopped in Au. Just we were quite early, and it was a beautiful day, so I said, why not stay for an hour in the lake? Mm-hmm. So we got out at the Au and had a tea. You know where it is. Mm-hmm. So we let Hera, as it is. There was a farm, but, you know, we just went around a little bit and... It's very tiny, this island, or this presqu'île. And he came with a stick and when they swear, they started swearing and so on. So, and poor old dog. Yes, but you have to be very careful.
I know, in Switzerland they're so anti-dog.
Yes.
Terrible. You know, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I went out with the dog and so he did whatever he had to do.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And the farmer. You have your little bag with you, to carry on.
Really?
No, I forgot it, I'm sorry. Yes, really, because... And then I looked, and on the other side, they were full of cow dirt, as much as you said. And he was making...
All right.
That was all right, but he was making fuss of a very little dog, which was... Mm.
Well, it's not that bad. Was it on the road?
No, never.
Where?
It was in the grass, in the field.
I see. Well, then it
should. No, because if you do
not
it on the field, because it's supposedly it's not ecologically good for cows when they eat the grass afterwards.
Yes. Well, fair enough. I'd rather have milk. I'd rather have milk without this ingredient, wouldn't you? He saw you. No, those bull were in a run with a high fence, but of course he was trying to jump in and would have done, and the farmer came with a stick after her.
It's like on the bridal painting. Oh, it was funny.
Yes, it is.
I bought it. Tight MS. Marks and Spencer. It's multiple
sclerosis. Yes,
yes. Never mind. I don't need it anymore.
Oh, that's a very nice gallery in Longley.
Yes,
but
I've. Yves.
That's
yes,
it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the owner of Longley is Swiss.
No.
I wonder now, or if, I'm not sure anymore, but I think
why
she
you
is.
You think so? It's an old lady.
Yes, but I think she is Swiss.
Is she?
I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure.
It's a very old lady.
Very old lady.
Distinguished lady.
Yeah.
What have you seen there?
I worked with her on. She is responsible for some artists, you know, in Belgium, and I needed some information on. On some artists who were, that was at the time when I was doing a PR campaign for Shiba, the cat product, and we needed we needed artists who were painting cats, and she was responsible, I mean she was representative for two of those painters in Belgium, and so that's why I would
yes.
when was in
so
touch
with
her.
So you found these cats?
Yeah.
Cat
mm-hmm.
Did
yes.
you get one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All the two of them.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Were they hired?
Yes.
So, look. I have to hide it from Patrick, otherwise in the evening it's gone.
Well, he has all this to eat, indeed.
Yeah, I have to hide it.
Well, you have to hide it from me too, then.
All right, take some, then I hide it.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah. I always think, yeah, in a minute, I'll take these. And here, that's a sort of a crippled one. Look. I've put on weight, I don't know what to put
really?
On anymore. It's terrible.
It don't look like it.
Yeah, it really is, you know. Shocking. So, now I'm going to take that away. So when is your first exam?
Wednesday.
Wednesday? Oh. In the morning? All
9:30.
Day? Not all day. 3 hours?
3 hours.
That's
from 9:30
what is it?
To 12. Political and sociological analysis of communications policy.
Oh my god. Sounds boring. Is it?
But it's hard. It's quite hard.
Communications policy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is a simple, very simple word for it. Huh? And what is it really? What is meant by that?
It is. About comparing political, sociological, economic models.
Well, what do you mean by one?
Communications. For example, how can you apply pluralism, imperialism?
Oh my god, can't you really find a word which is.
Those are the words, hang on. You know, a pluralism or a corporatist system, how can they apply to communication?
I still don't know any further.
Okay, so.
Give me an example. Do you know exactly what is meant by all that?
Mm-hmm. For example, when you talk about imperialism, when you look at We've studied it from a Marxist point of view, so it means that, for example, Lenin is saying that capitalism creates supply, which is,
yes,
you know.
Okay.
And but the problem is that although it creates supply, the labor, the people who work, you know,
yeah,
cannot buy it because it's too expensive for them. So capitalism has to export it over its boundaries, and that's when it becomes what you could call imperialism. For example, Thomson, the French multinational telecommunications multinational.
Do you know, can I tell you something? You will find here they say multi and not multi like the American.
Oh, multi.
Yeah. So you better multi. During the exams, if you have orals, you better say multi.
I don't have orals.
You don't. Look. Okay.
Mm. And multinationals. Then? They have for example Thomson is doing much better abroad than it is doing in France.
Okay. Well, fair enough, yes.
Because the French cannot always buy what Thomson makes in France,
right,
and France,
yes,
can export,
right,
it. So that's why it's called imperialism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not export.
Well, you can call it export too, but export is a part
but
of
imperialism. That
means imperialism means,
mm-hmm,
in a way, there that the French market is as well known and makes itself sell as much abroad than it's in its own country. So you can say that, for example, Thomson has a monopoly power in most European, and as Philips,
yeah,
has a monopoly power in not only in Holland but in Germany,
yes,
in Belgium,
right, yes,
and,
yes,
and so when you, so it means that the Dutch are leaders. So and it's kind of the Dutch are putting up a communications empire not only in Holland,
mm-hmm,
but the empire is broader than that,
mm-hmm,
and it's,
mm-hmm,
broadening all over Europe,
mm-hmm,
and that's why it's called imperialism.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
So it becomes, in fact, a telecommunications empire.
Yeah, it's really it is their power, not their export.
No,
yeah,
mm-hmm, the power.
It's more the sociological side of it,
no,
than the actual economic,
yeah,
side,
mm-hmm,
is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, that's imperialism, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What was the other? Well, multinational.
Mm-hmm.
They do a bit of imperialism.
Mm-hmm. And so those kind,
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, yeah, they are really, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And then,
like IGT to Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
I own my tower at that,
mm-hmm,
that place and nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody agreed, and well. And they said, we go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And because the government wanted to have this big company,
mm-hmm,
in Brussels, financial interest, I mean,
yeah,
for the economy, and they got their office where they like.
Yeah.
So, yes. It's terrible. And now they're gone. Well, you really brought sun. We had no sun for a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Not that.
Well, it's nice
you
here
know,
today in Brussels. It was terrible.
Was it?
Mm.
Not cold.
This morning, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so what did you do yesterday? You went there to a time?
What did we do? Yeah. Well, we went, I went to Isabel at Vassar about 3, and we had he just came back, so we had to manage and he even gave a cornet to the dog, which a comb to the dog, which was nice. He,
I see your,
you know,
dog.
No,
yes,
yes, my dog.
Uh-huh. He still thinks Isabel has a dog.
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
No, because it's another one. It's
I
not
see.
The usual one.
I see. Uh-huh.
So, and then we went to La Forêt Soigne and we,
yeah,
had a walk.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And then I went home and they had to play tennis yesterday evening at 6,
wow,
I think.
Wow.
So they played. And on Saturday afternoon we had tea at 5 with André and Isabelle and Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Did only play?
André and Vincent played.
Ah, not Isabelle.
No. Mm-hmm. And then they had.
Can they play well?
Your mother come to the airport?
No. My brother drove me.
Uh-huh. The one who is in the army?
No, the other one. He has exams. He has an exam today.
Yeah?
I hope it won't.
The
youngest one.
Ah, gosh, it's now exam time, is
it? Mm-hmm.
June,
yeah. Bernard has exams too, because he, although he's in the army, he's doing a master's degree in Brussels as well.
Uh-huh.
And
so
at night. And so he has exams now too.
Well, can't he work a bit in the day? Is he fully occupied?
Yeah.
Is he really? Mm. So
but they give him free time, so now he has 2 weeks off to study.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But he'll have to do two more weeks then afterwards.
No. Uh-huh. So they're really very severe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And Michel.
And Michel is now finishing up his second candidature, and then he might go to Switzerland to study l'hôtellerie.
Ah yes, of course. What is the second candidature?
Second year.
Yeah,
so
what?
Candidature.
What?
In economics.
Ah. Mm-hmm. At the BUB?
At the BUB.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Are you still completely confident in Flemish? You never speak.
I really lose it.
Yeah.
Well, it comes back very quickly, though.
Does it?
But
what about if you have to write it?
That's fine. I have to, like, I had to write a little letter in Dutch on Saturday, and I wasn't sure of the words anymore. But
don't you mix it up with German?
No.
Really?
No.
No.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's much harder. I mean, I speak even better Swiss German than Dutch now.
Yeah, really? Uh-huh.
Because I practice more often.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Mm. No, I really...
Well,
because I haven't spoken it since
nearly
10 years now.
You know, I spoke Italian really well. You know, really. And it's more pleasure than French.
Mm-hmm.
So that time. And I worked in Genoa, and I was really quite good. And now I just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I never hear it anymore. Mm-hmm. On the continent, sometimes you hear the radio. You hear some, you know, in Switzerland, at least you put on the radio and you have a Italian station. Brussels already a bit less.
Mm-hmm.
But here, nothing at all. So I just forgot it.
Yeah. But don't you think it would come back quick?
I don't know. Anymore, the imperative and all that stuff, you know, and the exceptions and subjunctive. You need all that really.
Yeah.
Subjunctive and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad really if you lose it so quickly. You know? It's very sad.
Yeah, I told myself I have to force myself now to.
And once Stefan, there was an Italian lawyer. I wasn't employed to do Italian correspondence, anything, just the other languages. So that was in Genoa. So a lawyer came, Stefan, and because I had my own office, and so he had rather confidential stuff. So he wanted to give it to me to dictate it. And he dictated it in a machine or something. I had to write it. You know, I never know. You have quite a few words which are the same as French. Commander and mm-hmm. all these, yeah, these things. Lots and lots. And in one language you have one M, mm-hmm. and in the other you have two. Or two, or the, with,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
L's
also, doing, yeah.
Or L's.
Yeah.
In the end, I didn't know anymore which mm-hmm. was which.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I really mixed it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
I just mixed it up.
It isn't easy.
And so I thought it's the same as Flemish and German. Would you have sometimes one M, same word, but common? Common, you have one M in Flemish?
Common?
Kamp.
Kom. No, it's two M's.
As well?
Yes.
In Flemish?
Yes.
I see. Is it?
Yeah. Kom. Kom. No, you're right. No, the imperative is kom with one M in Flemish and it's with two M's in German.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you see?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I mixed up everything and that poor chap, he's getting furious. Whenever I ask him one M, two M, and there are hundreds of these words. Two S's and, you know. And in French you don't mark the difference. In Italian you do say mm-hmm. when you have double consonants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really hell with that fellow. He hardly said goodbye when he left because it was every other word. I had to ask him how to spell it. Yeah, I would have. And your mother, she speaks Flemish at all?
She speaks it quite well, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Writing, I don't. No, I don't think she can write it very well. I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
She dictates it and someone types
mm-hmm.
it.
But Italian, I mean, is perfect for Italian.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
But she never uses it. Why doesn't she forget it?
Well, I think she uses it quite often, you know.
Where?
I mean,
where?
At the office, when Italians come, she always uses it.
There aren't that many Italians.
Well, when there are. I mean, I think. Well, I think it really comes back. I mean, when I see with Dutch, I really thought the other day I couldn't. After 2 days, it comes back again, quite quickly.
Well, I tell you, when we went to, where did we start? I forget. Where is Romeo and Julia? Which town? Verona, yes. So we stopped there for the night, and I had to ask for rooms and things. You know, I just spoke French. I just didn't open my mouth. But I understood what they said,
uh-huh.
and they had no idea your girl is quest a queen, you know, and so. So, second day, as you say, one or two words, and the third a little bit more. But
yeah.
Like
it's
that.
The same when I'm
yeah.
when I'm in Italy. I can't speak Italian very well, but when I'm there a week, I pick up words very quickly, and although
yes.
I know my grammar isn't perfect.
Yes.
I can form sentences in a way that people do understand me with vocabulary, Italian
yes.
vocabulary. Like that, for me, the hardest thing to do was, for example, to study Spanish,
yes.
because as I heard my mother speak Italian all
yes.
the time and my cousins, you really pick up in my, you know, in your subconscious, you
yes.
pick it up,
uh-huh.
and I really understand Italian quite well.
Uh-huh.
And when I had Spanish, I spoke.
You mixed it up.
Yeah,
yes,
I spoke
that's
Italian.
What I did, yeah.
All the time. I had an evening class at La Chambre de Commerce in Spanish.
Did you?
Uh-huh. And when I had to speak, I spoke Italian.
Well, I didn't know Spanish, but I got by with Italian, you know.
Yeah.
I had once Ruth, you know Nike,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Yes, yes.
And Julia.
Yeah.
And we were in Spain in her mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruth and her husband, Ruth and Peter, you don't know him,
no.
Went to Madrid, and I stayed with Isabel and
mm-hmm.
Nike and so at the beach. And they left me the car, the mother's car,
yes.
which was always there. And we went to the beach, and I came back, and oh God, someone just ripped off the whole side of the car. So can you imagine? So I trying to find a policeman, you know, smoking Italian at him and so on and so on. It was awful. Yes. Can you imagine? Yes.
Oh my God.
Came back and the
So.
Yeah.
I don't want other people's cars anymore. You know?
But it's very funny, for example, with Dutch, because when we were small, my brothers and I, we always, well, we not always, but often, very often, spoke Dutch with each other.
Did you?
Yes, because as we were in school together, in Dutch, and on the way home, we were with Dutch friends most of the time, so we spoke Dutch. And we mostly spoke Dutch. And now, I mean, since I, so it's nearly, since now 7 years or something, since I have gone to the States the first year in 83 and came back in 84, then since then we've never ever spoken Dutch to each other.
Yeah.
We always speak French to each other.
Automatically.
Uh-huh.
But where did you learn French then? If you spoke Dutch
home. Yes, with my mother and my father, we spoke home.
French.
Mm-hmm.
And they speak French together.
And they spoke English when we couldn't. When we were not allowed to understand.
Really? I remember Alice and I on the telephone. You know, I used to speak and talk and talk, and suddenly she would switch to German. So that means when Pierre came in or someone shouldn't allow him. I always knew what it meant, you know. And that's, you make me think of it. Suddenly she switched. From her husband, she couldn't do it because he didn't speak German. So, okay, let's hope it's going to be nice. I'm really pleased with that.
It's very
sweet.
I really like it. It's very nice with the plants.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
No, I'm really thinking all the time for
the grass,
something in the
garden. The garden really looks nice. And how do you call these? The lier looks nice.
Well, it already once covered the whole wall.
Mm-hmm.
But when we took the other fence down, the high fence, you know, they damaged everything. But I'm going to do something there. But I've been digging so much. It's terrible. You've seen that this side, haven't you?
Yes.
You know, you can take this chair and these chairs and the table here. You have much more sun in the evening. So if you want to read there, you can do that.
Right.
I was already out. Where are the keys? Well, there we are. I'm going to throw that away. I took that out here.
Put away my thing.
Yes. And this, I'll give it back in my wallet.